Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone who believes in the Son has eternal life, and I shall raise him and her on the last day, says the Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger. Whoever believes in me never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should lose nothing of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life is a common phrase we hear in the scriptures, commonly. But today Jesus is saying, that's the goal of everyone who believes in me. Have you ever thought about what eternal life is? It's beyond our imagination. But if we look to Jesus, who is raised into eternal life from the life he had on earth, he's now entered eternal life, which means unending time in heaven, unending time with God the Father, unending time with the Holy Spirit. Now, even that falls short, we think about it, unending time. We all have watches. We have watches in our churches, in our homes, and we know what time is. It's a measure. But Jesus is saying, once you believe in me, and the key is, he didn't include it here, is, and follow my words, as John tells us, and follow my words, which means follow his love example, we're entering the beginning of eternity. Now, because we come to church, we said, well, I'm already there. Not so. Because we need to follow Jesus' own words when he says, doing the will of him who sent me, and the will of God the Father who sent Jesus was to teach us what he did, gave his life for us. So our goal as Christians during this holy season of Easter and after Easter and before Easter is always to follow the will of Jesus and the example of Jesus, the love of Jesus, the patience of Jesus, and the forgiveness of Jesus. You want to enter eternal life, to be with God forever? Start it now, today.